Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paul, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And
if there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I'm here today for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir,
take off your mask. Take your mask off.
Take it off?
Take it off and breathe deeply, Emmett.
All right, if you insist, I have a lot of pre-consisting. Okay. Oh God. In a Fox News interview, you said California is pouring water into the ocean to save a tiny fish. The water flows through natural waterways, and the tiny fish are smelt. Sir, they are known to be the bellwether of the entire Delta ecosystem, which large parts of the economy depend on. Do you think we could get along without the ocean, sir?
I don't care about the ocean. I hate the beach. My bathing suit rides up in the back, and I get sand around my balls. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you. This guy, it's you.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. Amy Comer.
Antonio, take your mask off. Antonio, take off your mask. I can't hear you.
Sorry, sir. I always wear protection. Amy Comer Barrett says she would have no agenda on the Supreme Court, but you have a very clear agenda of getting rid of the Affordable Care Act and reproductive choice for women. You did choose carefully someone who would act on your wishes, did you not?
Antonio, does a bear shit in the unraked California woods? Next question!
Mr. President!
Yes, right there! Yes, you! Yes, you!
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President...
Tony! Take your mask off and keep it off when you deliver your pizza. Go ahead.
Mr. President, I prefer to keep my mask on, thank you. An unnamed source from the White House has disclosed that your approach to COVID-19 is to try to develop herd immunity. Public health experts and epidemiologists say this will result in literally millions of deaths. Why would you choose such a murderous course? It's so ghoulish.
That is terrible! This is a catastrophe! I had no idea, Tony. There was a leaker? When I find out who that leaker is, he is in very big trouble. I hate leakers. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there. You. Yes, you.
Dick Pinch from the New York Post. Just kidding. It's Stephanie Miller from the Stephanie Miller Show, sir.
Oh, Stephanie, you would look so much nicer if you took that mask off.
No. Your teenage son, Baron, tested positive for COVID. Was he around other people while he was contagious, sir?
I'm fine. Next question.
Excuse me. Just to follow up, at what point was Baron tested? Is he shut up in the White House? Is he around other friends?
I'm fine. Next question. Next question.
Baron always looks so miserable. Does he see other people? You said at your rally he didn't even know he had it. Could he have been spreading the virus?
I'm fine. Good. Next question.
I wasn't asking about you, sir. I wondered if Baron was fine.
Huh? Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there. You. Follow yes, you.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir.
Emmett. Yes. Take that mask off.
Oh, God. Again, sir? Okay. You just.
Yes.
You just spit so much. At your rally, you called Biden corrupt. No one has found any evidence of that, but you keep saying it. You have a habit of accusing others what you have done. Do you think that's the case here?
I do not do that, but I heard that you do that. A lot of people are saying that you do that. And by the way, Emmett, it has not escaped my attention that you have puffed up your orange hair and gained a lot of weight. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Karen von Carlson, OAN.
Thank you for not wearing a mask, Karen.
Oh, you're so welcome. You noticed. Yeah, I never wear one. At a recent rally, you said, "Suburban women, will you please like me?" Which just broke my heart. I mean, you shouldn't have to beg for anyone to like you, sir. And after that plea, you said, "I saved your damned neighborhood." That was so good of you, sir. Only you could do that. I was wondering, though, sir, what did you save their neighborhoods from?
Black. Karen, black.
Black houses, sir? That is wonderful. Black houses can really bring down a neighborhood. People should know better. Houses should be pastel colors or white with pastel trim. It is so much more uplifting. I don't think we've had a president in modern times that would have even fought to ban black houses. You have an eye for decor, sir.
Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there. Yes, you.
Gracias, señor. Antonio again with Telemundo. You at one time called...
Antonio, the mask. Take the mask off, Antonio.
I'll just speak up, sir. You at one time called Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi a fantastic guy. And at a 2019 G7 summit, while waiting for him, you called out, "Where is my favorite dictator?" Why do you have a favorite dictator, and what draws you to so many dictators?
As a young boy, I had dictator trading cards, but I had no friends, so I could not trade. I just had to learn to love them all. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, Stephanie Miller again. Stephanie Miller Show. Do you ever trade dictator trading cards with Baron?
Stephanie, take the mask off, Stephanie.
Do you ever trade dictator trading cards with Baron? Do you do anything together? And you barely...
You're very rude, Stephanie Miller. You are very rude. All right, go ahead.
You're French. And you've barely mentioned Melania since you got sick. She got sick too, you know. Did she use Regeneron?
Melania is fine. Baron is fine. And how did you get in here? Take your mask off. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there.
Yes, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday again. Sir.
Emmett, take your mask off. Take your mask off, Emmett.
Oh, again, sir? Oh, God, this is terrifying. Quick note to my wife, Barbara. Just tell the kids I'm just going to be in a hotel for 14 days. Were you really going to make Ivanka your vice president?
Don't say that too loud. Just start asking again. Oh, my God. Until I got God's right-hand cardboard cutout in there, she was driving me crazy. Papa, can I be your vice president? Can I, Papa? Can I? Papa, you married Melania instead of moi, and I need something to do. Can I be your vice president? I have to live with Dracula, and it is not easy. Our children are so pale if they stand in front of a white wall. I can't find them. Please let me be your vice president, Papa. Oh, it was terrible. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there. You. Yes, you.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo again. People are still talking about the fly on Pence's head. They seem to pay much more attention to that than your recent rallies. Do you think you'll be able to get the focus back on you?
Are you kidding? Of course I will. I will have a whole swarm of flies on moi head. That feckless Q-tip won't take the focus off of moi. I will have trained flies that land on my head in formation. My flies will buzz out the YMCA song at the end of the debate. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there. You. Yes, you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. Mr. President, your son Eric Trump had to testify before the New York Attorney General in a fraud inquiry into your family business. Does that worry you?
Of course not, Tony. Eric is a Trump. He grew up lying. I trained him myself. At our dinner table, I would say, Eric, pass the salt. And if he handed me the salt, I would knock it out of his hand and say, what have I taught you, Fredo? Do it again, the Trump way. And he would say, what salt? I don't have any salt. You had salt. I saw you with the salt. And Bill Barr is going to investigate you. I'm very proud of Eric. I don't have to worry about Eric. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, you.
Yes, Karen Von Carlson. Will Eric have any flies?
Karen, breathe very deeply, if you would, please. Oh, breathe yes. very deeply.
Oh, that feels so good. Will Eric have any flies on his head during his testimony, or perhaps talented maggots?
I hope so, Karen. We need all the help we can get. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.